This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, look, this the way this season is going, 6-1, being discussed, always in the conversation of the best team in the NFL. We're all clearly aware of their flaws. They aren't perfect, and we are hoping they can take a step closer to perfection in terms of roster makeup with the trade deadline coming up and obviously a need at the edge rusher. And I'm pretty comfortable in saying they will do that, and we'll get into all the reasons why. But they're playing so well right now. And remember last week when we said, would you consider the NFC theirs to lose? And I said, I didn't. I said, it's just too early. I went back and looked where we were in the first week in November. The next time we play, the first week in November. Where were we the first week in November last year? What did the NFL standings look like? To try and get a sense for the context of how far we have
through
to go.
Through 7 games or whatever. Yeah.
There's a long, long season still yet to be played. And they're playing so well. Maybe they can play better than this. Maybe they can. Well,
I mean, they smoked Tennessee 52-14. And can they play better? Yes. They can be better at pass protection. Because, like I said to Jared, I mean, he got sacked 4 times in the game, and he only threw the ball 15 times. So that's something that needs to be worked on. It is hard to get into a rhythm when you don't have the ball set up several times a game from your own 25-yard line. They didn't have these long drives. Everything happened so quickly. But I guess you don't really care if you're scoring touchdowns. Hey, give me the ball. We have it at the 15-yard line now? Okay, fair enough. 2 plays, touchdown, and you take it. Defensively is where they really can have growth, and they still don't have a pass rush. They need to find that and acquire a player to get it, because I don't think it's in-house. All the power to these guys, and they're going to get opportunities here, and hopefully they do get better, but they need to find an outside source to better this pass rush. They need a stabilizing player on the defensive end, and that's a concern because the competition's about to heat up. I mean, yeah, you held Tennessee to 14 points. It was Mason Rudolph at quarterback, right?
Yep.
But what I like to see is that they made adjustments. First quarter, Calvin Ridley had six catches for 118 yards. The next 3 quarters, he had 4 catches for 25. So they figured something out, whether it was just switching, hey, we're going to put Terry and Arnold on him, or whatever the case was, or maybe it was just Mason Rudolph eventually finding his level as being Mason Rudolph. He's a backup quarterback who got an opportunity to start, and that's what he is. He's a backup quarterback in the league. So they got a real test on Sunday. It looks like Jordan Love's going to be healthy enough to play.
Well,
they
avoided a
real scare with the groin, but they're going to have to find out. He's getting treatment every day, and by Sunday you'll know.
The obvious question there, and we'll probably get into it a little bit later in the week as we get closer to this game, is who scares you more, Jordan Love or Malik Willis?
And it's a legit question.
I know.
Yeah, Malik Willis was horrible before. But he also, there was no sense of, hey, here are the keys to the Ferrari. Go enjoy it. It was like, yeah, but there's no engine in it. what am I supposed to do with no weapons, whatever, and no guidance? He goes to Green Bay, where you've got a quarterback whisperer of a coach and a good staff there, and but he's thrust into starting job pretty quickly because of the injury to Jordan Love early. But they tailored the offense to what his strengths are, which is brilliant. And he was able to get them through a couple games where he started and they won. And then he comes into the game late on Sunday, doesn't miss a beat. In fact, the game tied late in that game. I'm just going to find an open receiver. And he hits Jaden Reed in stride. He goes for 51 yards down the sideline to put him in field goal range to win the game as time expired. He's done his job, and he is frighteningly good when he takes off and runs. He's as scary as just about every quarterback, maybe he's even as scary as Lamar Jackson is when he takes off and goes. Malik Willis is an athlete.
I'm in Camp Malik, but I wouldn't go that far, but still.
I'm just saying, he's up there with his running ability, and don't sleep on his ability to throw the football. Not only that, Green Bay has outstanding weapons to work with. They've got a young receiving core. They've got two tight ends they drafted a year ago. They're in their second year in the league. And they've got a running back who's a punishing back. It's a really good recipe for offensive football. Lions have faced something similar to that when they took on Minnesota. But I think like Green Bay might be more balanced and then potentially more explosive than Minnesota.
I knew what Jared Goff was going to say. I can't help but see these next two games as 1-1 isn't the worst thing in the world. I mean, I'd rather them beat Green Bay than Houston, but they're playing two road games against two contenders. And, you know, the Lions are not likely to finish the season 16-1, although I'm not conceding anything. But the opinions can change a lot if they go 2-0 or 0-2. Right? I mean, if they go 2-0 in these next two games, I'm sorry. I don't care if Kansas City remains undefeated. I'll feel like the Lions have planted a flag as the best team in the NFL. If they go on the road and beat Green Bay and Houston in consecutive weeks. If they go 0-2, well, it's back to the pack in the division. I mean, figuratively, and I guess maybe even actually back to the pack in the division. But it'll also be a bit of a wake-up call about how tough it is to win in this league, and they aren't going to run away and hide from everybody. 1-1 is probably a reasonable expectation and okay, but it's you could really swing opinions one way or another if they go 0-2 or 2-0. And I knew when I asked Jared, he wasn't going to talk about this stretch. He was just going to focus on one game and say they're all tough. But I think this is a... this is the real measuring stick in this league is the next 2 weeks.
Well, it's a tough season they've got. Their schedule is just brutal throughout the whole season, but that's what happens when you get to the NFC Championship game. And not only that, the games you expect that you can win on paper, they got this. You're getting the other team's best shot, okay? You've just become Notre Dame. You know, everybody wants to play Notre Dame and beat up on Notre Dame. They've got a target on their back. Well, that's kind of where the Lions are at right now. But they are a very, very, very good football team. Now, if they were to go 0-2 in the next couple of weeks, to me, my first reaction is, well, what happened in those games? How did they look when they went 0-2? Did they get hammered and then? Did they lose? Did they suffer an injury? You know, because then you have to look beyond that. So that's why it's hard to play that game of looking at the next two games. But I understand what you're saying. Given what these two teams are on the schedule, they're very good football teams, and where you have to play them, you feel like, if you're not on board saying this is the best team in the NFC, that this might be the litmus test you're waiting for.
248-539-9797. Chris on a cell, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
So I know you guys won't remember this at all, but I called. I'm from New York. I actually adopted the Lions as my team, I think, back in 2011. No ties to Michigan at all. So I called you guys after the Lions beat the Rams, just trying to process my emotions with this. And you guys had afterwards a ticket holder call the station. And I basically was like, I wanted to go to Ford Field. No one would come with me. I'm from New York. Why would any of my friends, you know, go? So this great guy, Darren, called your guys' station, got my phone number, and I was just at the Titans game this weekend. So I wanted to give Darren a shout out.
That's awesome.
I was 12 rows off out of the end zone. It was unbelievable. I just want to thank him so much. Unfortunately, now I'm going to Ford Field every year. My wife has to accept this now. But it was just an unbelievable experience. It was just incredible. Yeah, it was great.
So you're a fan out there in New York. What are people, given the state of their teams and the fact that you've been in an unrewarding position as a Lions fan, what are your friends, your NFL friends, and what are people saying about the Lions, comparatively speaking, to their home teams?
So as someone outside of the market, it is funny because no one really dislikes the Lions out of our division. So it's actually very positive. Like, everyone's like, they deserve this forever. This is amazing. Like, my friends are like, this is the most fun team I've ever watched. Not Lions fans.
Yeah.
And I will say for you native Lions fans, oh, the sentiment with Aaron Rodgers right now, it's so good. It is so good here. Let me tell you. I wish you guys should really just tune in to New York media every once in a while. Obviously, when you guys aren't on. But, it's great. I love it.
That's funny.
Years of abuse, I feel like, just
That's good. Funny. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, that thing just... Hey, thank you for the... I'm glad you followed up and got to a game. And, yes, shout out to Darren who hooked you up.
What'd you think of the stadium, Chris? Do you like Ford Field?
Oh, it was great. I've been to MetLife a bunch of times. I loved it. Everyone is so... And even outside of the stadium, everyone in Detroit was so nice. It was just an awesome atmosphere from just... Every part of it was great. It was electric. My wife has a hearing aid in her left ear, and I was like, babe, don't bring that. Don't turn that on. It can go back in the other one. But no, it was just incredible. It really was. I'm going back every year now.
That's awesome. He created
a monster.
Chris, keep checking in. We appreciate it. Thank you. 248-539-9797.